ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام من صارع الحق صرعه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "Whoever clashes with truth would be knocked down by it."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the things, dear friends, that we learn from the truly universal persona of this first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is the fact that this world is a temporary place. Every single one of us is born into this world, and every single one of us must die and leave this world. And when we leave this world, it is only to move on in this journey of life and this journey of existence, which leads us towards the hereafter, the eternal abode. Of course, the purpose of every single one of us in coming to this earth is to prove ourselves and to show the Almighty God that truly we are who we claim to be who we are. Meaning, if every single one of us claims that we are good and righteous, well, this is the testing ground are we truly good and righteous? And then we will be judged based upon this. Now Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talks about this world, he talks about this dunya, this place of test. And he says, who can disparage this world after the world has warned its inhabitants, and after the world has declared its departure, and has mourned itself and its inhabitants? And this world urges an individual to give up and sacrifice the pleasures of this world for the sake of the pleasures of the hereafter. And this world requests us to accept the tribulations of this world for the sake of escaping the tribulations of the hereafter. So, dear friends, this is, of course, a statement which was said well over 1,000 years ago, but it clearly sounds off the alarm for every single one of us in this day and age. This world itself has warned us that it is going to betray us, that it is going to leave here. It won't join us in our graves. And likewise, this world has told us that if we sacrifice the pleasures that are temporary in this world, in return, God the Almighty will give us the pleasures and the satisfactions and the blessings of the hereafter. And likewise, the trials and tribulations and hardships that we bear in this world with patience for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, result in that we will escape the trials and the tribulations and the hardships of the hereafter. And so we must remember that this world is temporary. The trials and tribulations are temporary. The pleasures and satisfactions are temporary. And so why invest and work for something which is temporary? While on the other hand, the hereafter, a promise of Allah, a promise of God, one who surely fulfills His divine promise. The hereafter is eternal. And so, likewise, the trials and tribulations and hardships of the hereafter are eternal. May Allah save us from those trials and hardships. And the pleasures and satisfactions and blessings of the hereafter are also eternal. May Allah grant us those blessings. And so, in conclusion, why would we not work towards the hereafter? Why would we not work for the hereafter, one that is eternal and forever? And this world is the testing ground. It is the harvest from which we will yield a reward for the hereafter. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
What I would like to talk to is about the method of studying Nahjul Balagha, because the focus is to know Amir al-Mu'mineen and his greatest, his fazilat of ilm, to get in touch with that knowledge, that sea of knowledge of Ali, and one way is to know what he said and what he wrote. And the most famous source is Nahjul Balagha. Now, when you study Nahjul Balagha, there are two ways of studying it. One is basically this: the sequence of the book. You start with the first khutbah, and then the second, and then the third, until you go to 240 or 39 khutbahs. Then you go to the second section, starting with the letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then you end with the last one, which has the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But that's kind of a tedious way of looking at it. Another method of studying Nahjul Balagha is the thematic method, where you choose a topic and then study that topic in the various sermons and letters and sayings of the Imam. So you take a topic like Tawheed, for example, and you study whatever Ali has said in different parts of Nahjul Balagha about Tawheed. Or you look at the issue of justice, or taqwa, or charity, or imamat, and other themes. The second method of Nahjul Balagha, which is the thematic approach, is actually more suited for the modern mind. You know, they want to be more focused on one topic, and that's what is appealing to them. Alhamdulillah, we have scholars who have done work on this. One of the greatest scholars of our time was Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri. He actually has a book known as Sayri Dar Nahjul Balagha in Farsi, where he has selected different themes, and then he had studied Nahjul Balagha based on the themes that he has selected. For example, the first chapter is about the book and the compiler himself. Then he talks about theology and divinity, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Ali has to say. Then he talks about spirituality and the different levels of spirituality, how Amir al-Mu'mineen has presented this theme. Then he goes on to the chapter on governance and justice, how Ali, you know, viewed the system of government and the principle of justice in it. Then he has a chapter on Ahlul Bayt and Khilafat, whatever Ali has said about the issue of Khilafat and Ahlul Bayt. And then he comes to, you know, moral and ethical advice on different issues, ending with the issue of zuhud. Zuhud means, you know, our relationship with dunya, with this world, and this tendency of being inclined towards materialism. And so this is a very, you know, good way of studying Nahjul Balagha, written by a contemporary Shia scholar of a very high status.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.